Today on Hands on Wellness, we're going to take a look at something that's pretty commonly talked about during the holiday season. Travel. And what can you do about it? Well, I have a device that just may make your travel just a touch safer. Stay tuned. Hands on Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass puts you in control of your online life by storing all of your unique passwords in a secure, encrypted vault. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
Well, hey there, everybody. What's going on? I am Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands on Wellness here on Twit TV. I hope y'all are doing well. I am unbelievable, as always. Folks, this is the podcast where I like to sit down and share with you different tips and consumer tech that's going to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. Right now, folks, it is really, really important to be mindful of our own personal wellness, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. And on this show, I like to present to you all of the different options that are out there, some pretty costly, some cost next to nothing, if not free. So why not take advantage of all of those options out there? I want to walk you through some of those things each and every week here on the show. If this is your first time catching Hands on Wellness, welcome to you and thank you for popping in. Go ahead and do me a favor and hit subscribe in whatever podcast app you're enjoying us on. And make sure you check out our website, twit.tv/how. That's twit.tv/how for Hands on Wellness. And you will see all of our subscription options over there as well, including our YouTube channel. Go subscribe there too and leave us a comment. All right, so let's go ahead and get started with this week's show. Okay, so right now, at the time of recording this show, this is early/mid-November 2020. And for some people, there's a couple things that come with that. That means it's the holiday season. And with holiday season, you have a couple of things to consider. First and foremost, food. Oh my gosh, holiday food is always so good. But I'm not going to talk about food this episode. I'm going to talk about the other thing. Travel. Holiday season tends to mean travel for most people around the world. And right now, travel is a bit of a touchy subject for everybody these days because of the pandemic. You have all of these different rules, regulations, limitations that you have to abide by in some instances, depending on where you live. And it's just some things that you have to consider if you're not an essential employee or anything like that. There are people that are still traveling. Some people are just traveling because, you know what, they got to travel for whatever reason. And then, like I said, you have some essential workers that are out there still traveling and doing what they need to do, such as one of my good friends. She is a registered nurse and she travels all across the U.S. to help take care of the COVID-19 patients that are here in the USA. She knows who she is. I send you my heartfelt thank you. Thank you. Now, let's consider this whole traveling issue. You have to think about, you know, there are airborne germs and creepy crawling microbials and bugs and all kinds of things just sort of out there in the world. And you got to try to be aware of that and figure out a way to protect yourself as best you can from all of those creepy crawlies and those microbials and bugs. Okay. That includes protecting yourself as well as your tech. So what can you do? Back on episode 17, I spoke about the folks at Raycop and they shared with me their UV light powered, well, it's not UV powered, but it has a UV light on the bottom of it. It's their UV vacuum cleaner that helps with killing 99.9% of those nasty little bacteria and germs that are crawling around. Pretty effective device. But again, this was a vacuum cleaner for the home. Well, that's something for the home, but what about something for travel? Well, you know, traveling means you can't necessarily have something that's huge, humongous and think it's going to be pretty portable. Well, the folks at Raycop, they sent over a device for me to check a look at, and it is the Raycop Go UV Plus. And this is pretty much the same thing that I checked out on episode 17 of Hands on Wellness, but this is in a miniaturized travel version of it. But it has another couple different features on there that that deserve to be mentioned. All right, so let's talk about the size of this thing. It is roughly 28 inches in size, but it can break down into three different pieces, making it pretty easy for you to travel with. It comes with a 3-cell lithium ion battery, which means that you can't check it if you're going to fly on an airplane. You have to put it in your carry-on because of the batteries on the inside. But it is so small enough, so small for it, it packs down from those three pieces into its own little box, and you can stick it inside of your carry-on luggage or even inside of a backpack, depending on how large your backpack is. So it is pretty portable, and it's lightweight. It weighs less than 2 pounds. I want to say it's about 1.8 in weight. Pounds, that is. Battery life on it, you're going to get about 30 minutes of use. Quite frankly, I don't know why you'll need to use this thing for 30 minutes straight, but you'll get 30 minutes of use overall between different uses, and then you have to charge it up. Charging up takes about 3 hours to get it from zero to full. And it has a HEPA filter on the inside to help you suck up all of the dirt and germs and filter out all the allergens and things like that that could be quite irritating to you. Now, the features in here that really does make sense to me, beyond the portability, think about this with the power settings on it. It has three different modes. The first mode is just for the UV light. The second mode is the standard power. And the third mode is the ultra power. They call it purple power mode. And this is just basically making the vacuum power just a little bit more powerful. And that doesn't really make a hill of beans to me, because the level two is just fine as far as the suction goes, in my opinion. But really what really stands out to me is just the UV cycle that's available in the first setting that doesn't fire up the vacuum. It just fires up the UV light. That is something that I think could be quite ideal if you're traveling and you're checking into a hotel. You can vacuum up over your bedding, your pillows, the chairs and the other furniture there. But if you don't want to fire up the vacuum to disturb the other people next door in the hotel, you can just use the UV light and wand over everything that needs to be wand over. When I saw this, I immediately thought about my friend, the traveling nurse, because she's in and out of hotels several times a month as she's traveling around the country. And I could see her utilizing this to help take care of herself while she's on her mission to help take care of everybody else out there. This is a pretty slick device. Again, I like that it's handy and portable and pretty easy to pack. The packaging that it comes in is straightforward and really easy to use. It's not a lot of guesswork into this. You just fire it up and use it and get the job done. This thing is available for you on their website. This is the Raycop Go UV Plus. It's available on their website for $149.99. We'll put a link in our show notes here so you can check it out for yourself. Now, again, this is all on you. If you want to travel during this holiday season, that is on you. I'm not going to judge you one way or another, but I am going to say, if you're going to travel, please, please be safe about it and consider all of the things going on around you, including options such as, you know, sanitizing and cleaning your tech, as well as cleaning and sanitizing the things that are around you. All right. Okay. So that's going to do it for this week's episode. I appreciate you all joining me each and every week. If you have any questions or feedback, feel free to do so and just send me a good old email at how@twit.tv. Let me know if you're traveling or if you have any questions about some of the products in the past or have some product suggestions that you'd like me to look into and see if we can get it featured here on the show for our other hands-on wellness listeners. Again, it's how@twit.tv. I really do enjoy hearing from y'all. Make sure you do follow me on Twitter as well. I am @_Pruitt, and you can tag me over there and just have some chit chat fun time if you'd like as well. All right. That's going to do it, folks. Thank you again for the continued support, and I will see you all next time here on the network. You all safely be well and do well.
Hey, I'm Jason Howell, host of Hands on Android. Every week, I take a look at the Android operating system and the phone that you have in your hands to tell you how to use it better. Is it tips? Is it tricks? Is it little known secrets, experiments, even emails from fans of the show? You name it, we talk about it on Hands on Android. You can subscribe by going to twit.tv/HOA and make sure that you do that so you don't miss a single episode. We'll see you there.